OPNAV instruction 4790.15 ECHO, Aircraft Launch and Recovery Equipment Maintenance Program, ALREMP, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 11, Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 1. What is a planned and systematic pattern of actions necessary to provide confidence that an item or product conforms to established technical requirements? Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 2. The QAWC is organized with a relatively small group of highly skilled personnel. These permanently assigned personnel, under which officer, are responsible for conducting and managing the QA program of the division. ALRE maintenance. 3. What are the maintenance personnel assigned to QA known as? QAIs, Quebec Alpha Indias. 4. The QA concept is fundamentally that of the prevention of the occurrence of what? Defects. 5. What relies on the principle that it is necessary to preclude maintenance failure? Prevention. 6. Knowledge is derived from which type of information? Factual. 7. What is the examination and testing of supplies, including raw materials, documents, data, components and assemblies, and services, to determine whether they conform to technical requirements? Inspection. 8. Which term, as it applies to the QA program, is a periodic or special evaluation of details, plans, policies, procedures, products, directives, and records? Audit. 9. Which program provides a systematic and efficient method for gathering, analyzing, and maintaining information on product quality and on the source and nature of defects and their impact on the current operation? Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 10. What must be achieved before benefits can be obtained from a QA program? Teamwork. 11. Who is ultimately responsible for the inspection and quality of material under his or her COG? Commanding Officer. 12. Who is responsible for attaining quality in maintenance and the prevention of maintenance errors? All hands. 13. Who are responsible for ensuring that required inspections are conducted and that quality workmanship is attained? WC Supervisors. 14. The foremost responsibility of the ALRE QA program is the assurance of which type of proper actions? Maintenance. 15. The QA supervisor shall be designated in writing by whom? Commanding officer. 16. Who is responsible for maintaining the central TPL for the division? Quality Assurance Supervisor. 17. Who is responsible for establishing QAI qualifications and requirements for QAIs, CDQAIs, and CDIs? Quality Assurance Supervisor. 18. QA supervisors must recheck qualifications of CDIs by monitoring them how often at a minimum during scheduled or unscheduled maintenance tasks. Quarterly. 19. Documentation of CDI monitoring must be retained for a period of how many years within the QA branch? 2. 20. Recommendations for additional MIP and MRC coverages for non-NAVAIR WARSEN AC-DIV MIPs shall be submitted to TICOM and NAVAIR WARSEN AC-DIV using the OPNAV instruction 4790.4 ECHO and which other guidelines for consideration and possible inclusion into NAVAIR WARSEN AC-DIV ALRE MIPs. NAVC Instruction 4790.8 Bravo. 21. The QA supervisor must monitor use of what to ensure compliance with calibration intervals and safety instructions. PME, Papa Mike Echo. 22. The QA supervisor must use information from what in developing discrepancy trends to identify failure areas or other maintenance problems. ALRE MAF, ALRE Mike Alpha Foxtrot. 23. Which type of equipment would mirrors, magnifying glasses, comparators, tensiometers, and pressure gauges be examples of? Inspection. 24. Who must ensure that established standard procedures are observed for conducting PMS actions? Quality Assurance Supervisor. 25. The QA supervisor must ensure that prior to the installation of an ALREC component, part and contract numbers are validated against which database to ensure the installation of non-discrepant parts. DPL, Delta Papa Lima. 26. Ensure contract numbers of parts installed are annotated on which form when it is completed. OPNAV 4790/160. 27. The ALRAM maintenance officer, along with whom else, shall initial contract number block of OPNAV 4790/160 for all unknown contract number entries. Maintenance Chief. 28. Who is assigned the overall responsibility for the Division Safety Program? QA Supervisor. 29. QA will perform mandatory QA inspections as specified in the MRCs, TDs, and what else? MIs, Mike Indias. 30. Which type of cards are provided for certain preventive and corrective maintenance tasks that, if improperly performed, could cause equipment failure or jeopardize the safety of personnel? ALREC Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 31. Which type of inspection shall be required while the task is being performed if the proper performance of the task cannot be determined after the task is completed? QA, Quebec Alpha. 32. Which technical data branch will manage the ALREC QA MRC program and issue cards annually and as they are updated? NAVAIR WARSEN AC DIV Lakehurst. 33. Which type of inspections apply to material, components, parts, equipment, logs, and records and documents? Receiving or screening. 34. Which type of inspections, when designated, include witnessing application of torque, functional testing, adjusting, assembly, servicing, installing, etc.? In process. 35. Which type of inspections are specific QA functions performed following the completion of a task or series of tasks? Final. 36. Who shall conduct in-process and final inspections of all tasks on all which require the equipment to have a functional check? QAIs, Quebec Alpha Indias. 37. Which block on all MAFs is signed by QA inspectors? Inspected by. 38. What shall be prepared for QA personnel to ensure that all QA functions and responsibilities are assigned? Billet descriptions. 39. Who are responsible for reviewing incoming technical publications and directives to determine their application to the division? QAIs, Quebec Alpha Indias. 40. Quality assurance inspectors must prepare or assist in the preparation of what to ensure QA objectives and requirements are defined? MIs, Mike Indias. 41. Who are responsible for verifying the certification of maintenance personnel? Quality assurance inspectors, Quebec Alpha Indias. 42. Are QAIs authorized to inspect their own work and sign as an inspector? No. 43. All personnel being considered for selection as QAIs should be at which pay grade or above? E6. 44. Who shall ensure that personnel assigned to perform QA functions receive continuous training in inspecting, testing, and quality control methods specifically applicable to their area of assignment? QA Supervisor. 45. QAIs shall be designated in writing using which form? OPNAV 4790/162. 46. When shortages of skills or manpower preclude the assignment of a QAI, a qualified individual within an appropriate WC may be designated as a what? Collateral Duty Quality Assurance Inspector, Charlie Delta, Quebec Alpha India. 47. Should it become necessary to assign an individual below which grade as a CD QAI to cover given skills or manpower shortfall, a letter shall be submitted to the respective TICOM requesting approval. E6. 48. Assignment of an individual below the grade of E6 as a CD QAI shall not normally exceed a period of how many days? 90. 49. In no case shall an individual below which grade be appointed as a CD QAI. E5. 50. Who, assigned to the WCs, are to inspect all work and comply with the QA inspections required during all maintenance actions, with the exception of pre- and post-operation inspections performed by their respective WCs. Collateral Duty Inspectors, Charlie Delta Indias. 51. Who are responsible for ensuring that sufficient qualified personnel are nominated for CDI to comply with QA inspections required during all maintenance actions? WC Supervisors. 52. CDIs shall be designated in writing by which authority? Air Officer. 53. Which program includes continuous collection and distribution to cognizant personnel of all messages, letters, instructions, and other information concerning programs being managed? QA Management. 54. What directs efforts of QAIs, CDQAIs, CDIs, and other maintenance personnel? MIs, Mike Indias. 55. MIs shall be prepared in standard Navy directives format as prescribed in which publication? OPNAV Instruction 5215.17. 56. What is prepared by Quality Assurance to describe the specific functions required to monitor each of the QA-managed programs? Audit MI. 57. Where will all originals of MIs be maintained? Central Technical Publication Library, Charlie Tango, Papa Lima. 58. A master MI list shall be prepared and maintained by the Central TPL. A copy of this list shall be held by each WC and updated every how many days? 90. 59. What provide an evaluation of performance and program compliance throughout the division? Audits. 60. How many categories do QA audits fall into? 3. 61. How often are WC audits conducted? Quarterly. 62. Which type of audits are conducted to evaluate specific maintenance tasks, processes, procedures, and programs? Special. 63. Upon completion of an audit, the findings are reviewed with the WC involved, and reports of the findings, with recommendations when required, are submitted to which officer? ALRE Maintenance. 64. TICOM AMMTs will visit each ship at least how many times during the workup cycle? 1. 65. How many important functions are served by the TPL? 2. 66. Management of the TPL is a function of what? Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 67. Detailed information for establishing and operating a TPL are contained in which publication? NAVAIR 00-25-100. 68. What must each activity designate that has an established TPL? CTPL, Charlie Tango Papa Lima. 69. In order to ensure the most up-to-date technical publications are being used during maintenance procedures, technical publication work packages shall be printed from which server? Joint Knowledge Caching Server, Juliet Kilo, Charlie Sierra. 70. The technical publication checkout process shall be controlled by which branch? QA, Quebec Alpha. 71. Work packages issued are valid for how many days? 7. 72. The CTPL and QA will initial which block of the ALRA MAF that the work packages have been returned and all pages have been accounted for once the maintenance action is complete? 35. 73. Who will be assigned to each WC that contains a dispersed library? Dispersed Technical Publication Custodian, Delta Tango Papa Charlie. 74. For continuity, effective operation, and adequate training, personnel assigned to the CTPL should be retained in the billet a minimum of how many years? 1. 75. Personnel assigned as a DTPC should be retained for a minimum of how many months? 6. 76. When an activity is unable to locate the applicable ComNav Air SysCom approved technical publication or concludes that such a publication does not exist, that activity shall send an assistance request letter. NATEC shall respond directly to the originator with copies to other involved commands within how many calendar days of receiving the request for assistance? 30. 77. What provide information on the proper administration, technical, and/or operational use of equipment? TDs, Tango Deltas. 78. Detailed information concerning the ordering of technical publications and TDs is contained in which publication? NAVAIR 00-25-100. 79. Who is assigned the overall responsibility for the V2 Division Safety Program? QA Supervisor. 80. Evaluation of which type of prevention measures shall be included in all special and planned WC audits. FOD, Foxtrot Oscar Delta. 81. QA will ensure that all WCs have instituted procedures that comply with which publication? OPNAV Instruction 3120.32 Charlie. 82. QA will ensure that tool procedures are verified as directed by which officer and during WC audits. All RAP Maintenance. 83. What is a comprehensive tool used by V2 Division to organize and track various qualifications, publications, training requirements, and other pertinent maintenance and training-related information? MMP, Mike Papa. 84. Which program is the method by which hazardous deficiencies in material and publications, substandard workmanship, and improper QA procedures are reported? ALRA Discrepancy Reporting. 85. Which website permits maintenance activities to receive reports and other information, conduct technical dialogue with the FST technical representative, and verify status of an EI or PQDR? Naval Aviation Maintenance Discrepancy Reporting. November Alpha Mike Delta Romeo Papa. 86. The NAM DRP Clearinghouse will operate up to how many hours each working day to respond to or expedite solutions to fleet problems or concerns? 16. 87. EI and PQDR exhibits can usually be delivered to the investigation activity within 3 days continental United States and how many days non-continental U.S.? 7. 88. Changes or corrections to carrier, naval air training and operating procedures, standardization, or tactical manuals are reported per OPNAV Instruction 3710.7 Uniform using which form? OPNAV 3710/6. 89. Deficiencies resulting from incorrect packaging, preservation, marking, handling, as reported by supply activities, or deficiencies in shipment which are the result of overage, shortage, expired shelf life, or misidentified material are reported per which publication? SECNAV Instruction 4355.18 Alpha. 90. Locally procured material found to be deficient by the procuring activity or station is reported under which publication? SECNAV Instruction 4855.3 Bravo. 91. What is responsible for managing the ALRAT Discrepancy Reporting Program? QA, Quebec Alpha. 92. Which officer on the ship shall review all correspondence pertaining to ALRAT-related aircraft, ground, flight, and flight-related mishaps? Safety. 93. Correspondence, reports, or requests involving the management of ALRAT Discrepancy Reports shall be reviewed by which officer? ALRAT Maintenance. 94. If a TPDR meets the criteria for a CAT-1 TPDR, it should be reported via which type of message? Priority. 95. What will not be a recipient of the report for ALRAT TPDRs involving ALRAT QA cards? NATEC, November Alpha, Tango Echo Charlie. 96. What will be assigned to each ALRAT discrepancy report? Report Control Number, Romeo Charlie November. 97. Which RCN element is the service designator code applicable to the originating activity, either R or V? 1. 98. Which RCN elements are the UIC of the originating activity? 2 to 6. 99. Which RCN elements are a two-character identification of the calendar year? 7 and 8. 100. Which RCN elements are the locally assigned control number? 9 to 12. 101. Hazardous material should be handled and packaged under which publication? OPNAV Instruction 5100.23 Golf. 102. What is the Product Quality Deficiency Report Exhibit Form Number? DD2332. 103. Exhibits shall be held how many days by the originating point or until disposition instructions are received from an appropriate screening or action point? 60. 104. Within how many days after receipt of an ALRED discrepancy report, the ALRES screening activity shall provide feedback to the originating activity concerning status of any possible exhibit request? 45. 105. What is the activity that reviews the discrepancy report for proper category classification, validity, correctness of entries, accuracy, and completion of information addresses? Screening point. 106. What is a focal point identified within each activity responsible for resolution of a reported product deficiency, including necessary collaboration with support points? Action point. 107. Additional guidance for action points is provided in DLAR 4155.28 and which other publication? SECNAV Instruction 4855.3 Bravo. 108. What is an activity that assists the action point when requested by conducting and providing results of a special analysis or investigation pertinent to the correction and prevention of a reported deficiency? Support point. 109. Which report provides a standard method for reporting material deficiencies that, if not corrected, could result in death or injury to personnel or damage to or loss of aircraft, equipment, or facilities? ALRA Hazardous Material Report, ALRA Hotel Mike Romeo. 110. What monitors the performance of the EI and PQDR processes and assists fleet activities resolve problems with specific discrepancy report requests? Clearinghouse. 111. Which technical representatives act as both screening point and action point for HMR and or EI reports? FST, Foxtrot Sierra Tango. 112. FST technical representatives accepts receipt of the HMR and or EI request via the NAM DRP website within how many working days? 1. 113. Under normal circumstances, follow-up on exhibit non-receipt shall be made within 4 days for continental United States shipping or how many days for non-continental U.S. shipping after the initial response? 8. 114. The FST technical representative conducts the investigation by documented standard operating procedures. Immediate corrective action required to resolve life-threatening conditions shall be transmitted by telephone or message within how many hours? 24. 115. What provide an investigation process to determine the cause and depth of fleet-reported material failures? ALRA Engineering Investigations, ALRA EIs. 116. Types of ALRA EIs conducted are disassembly and inspection, material analysis, and what else? Engineering assistance. 117. Originating activities shall prepare and submit ALRA EIs within how many calendar days after discovery of deficiency, unless combined with an ALRA HMR? 3. 118. A combined ALRA HMR and EI shall be sent by priority request on the NAM DRP website or priority precedence message within how many hours of discovery? 24. 119. Originating activities shall hold defective or environmentally sensitive material in V2 material control for a minimum of how many days or until receipt of disposition instructions from the Lakehurst FST? 60. 120. An interim or final response for the EI will be provided via the NAMDRP website or Naval Message System within how many working days of the initial response? 30. 121. What provides maintenance activities with a method for reporting deficiencies in new or newly reworked material which may be attributable to nonconformance with contractual or specification requirements or substandard workmanship? ALRAP Product Quality Deficiency Report, ALRA, Papa Quebec, Delta Romeo. 122. Which type of material is defined as material procured under contract from commercial or government sources or manufactured by an in-house facility? New. 123. Which type of material is defined as material that has been overhauled, rebuilt, repaired, reworked, or modified by an outside military or commercial facility and unproven during actual system operation? Reworked. 124. Which type of ALRA PQDR is defined as a quality deficiency in new or newly reworked material which may or will affect safety of personnel, including causing injury or death, cause loss or major damage to a weapon system, or impair the combat efficiency of an individual or organization, or jeopardize mission accomplishment? Category 1, CAT 1. 125. ALRA CAT 1 PQDRs shall be submitted by a priority request on the NAMDRP website or a priority precedence message within how many hours after discovery of the deficiency? 24. 126. Which message precedence should be used to submit ALRA CAT 2 PQDRs? Routine. 127. Submit ALRA CAT 2 PQDRs by routine precedence message within how many calendar days after discovery of the deficiency if, in the opinion of a QAI, a quality deficiency requires attention? 3. 128. The screening point shall forward the PQDR to the appropriate action point within 1 working day after receipt of the ALRA CAT 1 PQDR, or within how many working days after the receipt of an ALRA CAT 2 PQDR? 10. 129. Action points shall request the exhibit from the originator, if required, as soon as the need is known, but no later than how many working days after receipt of an ALRA CAT 1 PQDR? 5. 130. For CAT 1 PQDRs, action points shall forward an interim or final reply to the screening point within how many working days after CAT 1 PQDR receipt, if exhibit was not required, or material receipt, if exhibit was required. 20. 131. Which report provides a simplified procedure for reporting technical publication safety hazards and routine deficiencies? ALRA Technical Publication Deficiency Report, ALRA Tango Papa Delta Romeo. 132. All activities shall prepare and submit a CAT 1 ALRA TPDR priority message within how many hours of discovery of a deficiency? 24. 133. All activities shall use the OPNAV 4790/66 or on the NATEC website within how many working days for reporting routine technical publication deficiencies? 10. 134. What will serve as the central manager for all NAVAIR SISCOM technical publications? NATEC, November Alpha Tango Echo Charlie. 135. Whenever possible, ALRA HMRs, ALRA EIs, ALRA PQDRs, and combined discrepancy reports should be reported through which website? NAMDRP, November Alpha Mike Delta Romeo Papa. 136. Material shall be shipped within how many days of receipt of disposition instructions from the FST? 3. 137. Which type of departure is defined as a departure from ALRA specification in a system and subsystem that poses no threat to safety of flight, injury to personnel, or damage to equipment? Minor. 138. Which type of departure is defined as a departure from ALRA specification in a system and subsystem that could jeopardize safety of flight, cause injury to personnel or damage to equipment. Major. 139. Which form is used to report discrepancies related to the PMS? OPNAV 4790/7 Bravo. 140. AIG 13885 contains approximately how many addressees, including each carrier, all RES shore activities, all CAFSU field offices, RMCs, and some training commands? 30. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.